Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because that's right. Andrea Nuremberg is back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that Andrea, yeah, the really smart one. She's the president of the Nuremberg Group. She's the author of so many books on networking. I have to have a wheelbarrow to bring him to the studio. Savvy networking, the nonstop networking, $1 million networking. The next one's going to be $1 billion networking.
Yeah.
Also co-author of Networking for Veterans, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. She's one of our great friends, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back.
It's always great to be with you, Jim, and I hope your voice sounds better. But I kind of like the new sound, you know? I kind of like it.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah,
good.
I'm thinking about keeping it, but I'm not sure. When the medicine wears off, it'll probably come back to my old voice. But anyway, thank you. No, and I'll remind you, folks, it doesn't hurt. It's just a little bit of slight laryngitis. Andrea, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about... This is something that people don't often talk about, and that is networking with existing customers.
Absolutely.
Typically when you think of networking, you think of trying to meet people you don't know yet, right?
Well, some people do. You know me. Yeah. My philosophy is that really the opposite of networking is not working. Mm-hmm. That every time you can deepen a relationship, get to know someone, build on that, because especially as we see this in our client base, because I always say, and you know this too, and you say it too, your best client is your competitor's best prospect.
That's right.
And so true. So how do you just keep digging deeper into the relationship, which I think is so key? And so I actually have been compiling over the last year or so a list of different topics to know about people, and here's the operative words. Over time. So it's not like you learn all these things immediately, but over time you think about, you know, what are some of their key relationships? How have you referred them? Who have they referred you to? What are some of their objectives? Tell me about what were their previous work? If they had military work or any kind of civic duties or any kind of hobbies. A new one I always ask is, what kind of hobbies or do you have? What kind of collections do you have? People tell you their collections, near and dear to them. What type of books do you like to read? How
everybody collects something, don't they?
Believe me. And then that is the most amazing thing, because once you start talking about that, you know, you can find connections. But what's important, you can put that on your radar screen in your database.
And that's what people remember about you.
Yeah, because
if you can talk to them about that.
Exactly. And then, you know, there's always something. You can go online, you can find something, or we all receive our news now in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people read it, some people watch it, hear it, whatever. But the idea is you're always going to be coming across something, and I find in the course of like a week, I'm always hearing something, and I say, you know what, Jim would enjoy that.
Send this to them.
Send it to them, actually, and then what are you doing? You're being on their radar screen, and
that's one of the cool things about news apps, newspaper apps.
Yes.
Like the Wall Street Journal, if I read an article in the journal on my app, on my iPad, that I think is relevant to one of my clients, one of my customers, I can send that to them and say, hey, I thought you'd like to see this, and Wall Street Journal will send it right to them, and I get an attaboy for that.
Exactly right, or add a girl.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, in your case, exactly. But you know, this one of the things I'd like to stick in here, Andrea, is that this is not about being competitive. Because if you're not competitive, you're not going to keep the business anyway. This is about what I talk about in the age of the customer, about being relevant to them. And now, today, Andrea, what you're talking about is more important. It's bigger than being competitive.
Yes.
Being relevant to them, to your customers.
Right. You know, because what you want to do, and we all want to have stronger and deeper relationships, because our clients who trust us, know us, believe in us, they're our best referral sources also. Mm-hmm. However, before they refer anyone else, I always say dig deeper into that relationship. Keep that relationship. Retain that relationship. That's what it's all about. We work so hard to build a friendship and a relationship with our clients and customers and the people we are centers of influence, whoever it is. You know what? Make sure that you're always thinking of that person and their extended families, if you will, or their extended, when I say families, even the people they work with, because everyone knows everyone and everyone has their own network.
I want my customers, if my customers don't think of me as a partner, I haven't done my job.
Absolutely right, and that's the greatest that you said that.
And if they ever do kick me out the door, I want it to hurt. I want it to bring a tear to their eye. If it actually does happen, I want it to bring a tear to their eye. I want it to hurt a lot when they kick me out. Andrea, give us the website, please.
The website, NierenbergGroup.com. So
check that out.
My name, right?
And we'll come back, and we're going to talk about something else after these messages.
Absolutely.
With our good friend, Andrea Nierenberg. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.